This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, with the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, Al is taking a couple weeks off, so what I'm going to be doing is replaying some of the editorials from earlier in the week, as well as a couple company updates. We won't have time for the full updates, but you can always check back on our website and podcast to listen to those full segments. To kick off this second hour, I am replaying a New Orleans Investment Conference preview segment that I put together with Brian London, our host down at the conference, and a handful of companies that are hosting breakfast and lunches for all the attendees. This was posted on Thursday. I hope you all enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. This is a special daily editorial as I am chatting with Brian London, our host down at the New Orleans Investment Conference. This year happening again on November 1st through the 4th. I wanted to bring Brian on and highlight a unique feature at this conference where exhibiting companies have the opportunity to host breakfast and lunches. It's an opportunity for all of the attendees to not only get a free meal, but also learn more about these companies, also ask questions and hear some of the other questions being asked by investors. All of these breakfasts and lunches take part on site at the conference hotel. I'll get into some of the details on a number of companies that I wanted to highlight for their breakfasts and lunches on the back end of this segment. But first, Brian, explain this idea of these hosted breakfasts and lunches and how they came together at this conference, please.
Hi, Corey. Thank you so much. Well, the idea, you know, we've been doing it literally for decades. And the key point is we have an audience of investors who were so engaged. They're up at 7 o'clock in the morning ready to take notes. They're up at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night looking for more information. So these are really serious, active investors who are in New Orleans to learn. You know, people got to eat, so we don't want to waste any time, and we want to make it convenient for them. So we have found ways to have companies actually provide breakfast and lunches for attendees. And even, you know, there are evening receptions. So you could come to the New Orleans conference and not spend a dime on food. But we urge you to, because again, it is New Orleans and it is the culinary capital of North America, if not the world. So lots of entertainment value in New Orleans, lots of diversions and fun things to do and see and eat. But what we do, what we strive to do, is to bring all of that or a lot of that into the event. So you staying in our convenient host hotel, you don't even need to leave, and you can be getting some great insights and information and discovering some exceptional opportunities even at breakfast and lunch.
So, Brian, for these breakfasts, they all start at 7:15 in the morning, run for half an hour. The lunches start anytime between 12:25 and 12:45. How do investors, the attendees, go about signing up and attending these breakfasts and lunches?
Well, they simply have to visit the company's booths. Everything's laid out in our program book. All of the information is there on what the lunches are and what the breakfasts are, who's hosting them. And you just need to visit the booths to make sure that they have you RSVP for that lunch. Obviously, they need to know how many people are, roughly speaking, how many people are coming so they can make sure they have the wonderful food ready and hot and waiting. So they do like you to go by the booth and RSVP, let them know you're coming so they know how much food to prepare. And again, you've come to one of the more exclusive and high-end investment events in the world today. So everything is taken care of for you. So you will be treated like a king and queen when you come to this event. And this is just one of the additional benefits that we offer.
Brian, talking about just this market, too, there are a lot of resource companies that go to the conference. The resource sector has been very tough for investors and for the companies. What can we expect to see in terms of the companies that are making the trip down into New Orleans, spending their time, spending their money to exhibit at this conference?
Yeah, a company that spends the money to come to the New Orleans conference in a tough market, let's face it, is a smart company. You know, they know who they need to talk to. And this is the top audience in North America for investors who are very active, who are forward thinking, who make their own decisions, who are intelligent and engaged. So the companies kind of self-select. The ones that are here and that are hosting these breakfasts and lunches are self-identifying as some of the smarter companies out there. They have a good story, and it's a story that they feel will resonate with our audience. It really separates the wheat from the chaff, these kinds of events. And you know that the companies that are actually doing things out there, the companies that are building value, are the ones that are here to tell you about it.
All right, Brian, thank you for that overview on these breakfasts and lunches. Let's get into a couple companies that I've had on the show before that I think are worth your time joining. Let's start off with Silvercrest Metals. They're hosting a breakfast November 2nd, the first full day of the conference. Again, at 7:15, Chris Ritchie, the president, will be presenting. Chris, give us a preview of what we can expect at that breakfast, please.
Thanks, Corey. Other than the nice breakfast and the ounce of silver for getting attendees, we're in a very unique position in that we've built our project, we've paid back all of our debt, we've got significant cash flow coming in, and we're blessed with choice. What we've done with that choice is we've learned that using gold and silver in ways to either hedge our costs, hedge our future capital costs, you know, earn a better return on the balance sheet, give our investors more leverage to the thing they want. We believe gold and silver on a balance sheet are worth more than an ounce in the ground, right? Because those ounces don't have any more operating risk associated with them. And that's proven out with how royalties and streaming companies are valued. So again, I think we're in a very unique position in that we can add more leverage to the thing that investors want while reducing the risk in our investment vehicle. So that's going to be something I think is going to be pretty different from a lot of the companies that are at the presentation, because we're blessed with choice. And for us, having gotten through the technical report, paid back all of our debt, and having strong cash flow, that choice is something we've explored deeply, and we're going to share some of the things we learned on the way.
All right, another breakfast to check out on that same day, November 2nd. If you are looking more gold-focused investments, there is Heliostar Metals hosting a breakfast. Here is Charles Funk, President and CEO, to give you some insights of what to expect at that breakfast.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. We'll be presenting what I think is one of the rarest opportunities out there. Our project is going to be one of the next gold mines in Mexico, I think the next, and an also rapidly growing project. We'll talk about the spectacularly wide, high-grade drill results we've been putting out, the much-improved network that we delivered, the resource that's coming in November, and I think how we grow to 1.5 to 2 million high-grade ounces. So, yeah, talking about a project that's on the cusp of a very significant re-rating.
All right, so again, that is November 2nd, Silvercrest Metals and Heliostar Metals both presenting those breakfasts starting at 7:15. You can show up to attend. Another breakfast I want to highlight the next day, November 3rd, Vizsla Copper. I'm chatting with the Executive Chairman, Craig Perry. Craig, give us some insights on what you'll be talking about.
Hey, Corey. Well, the first thing is they'll get to hear me speak about why copper is going to $20 a pound and why it's the best macro investment opportunity in the world today and for the next 5 years. At Vizsla Copper, we've got a large copper resource of over 2 billion pounds of copper up here in central British Columbia, 1 million ounces of gold. But the very exciting thing is we've been drilling here recently. We're still waiting on assays from 15 drill holes. We've already had some great results, including 100 metres at about 1% copper here in the past couple of weeks. We're expecting more of those great results. So there's a huge news flow from the company over the next couple of months as we get those assays back, Corey.
Okay, so there is a preview of some of the breakfasts at the New Orleans Investment Conference. Listen to that full interview, again, posted on Thursday, to hear about some of the lunches that are hosted as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing with the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. And I'm switching the focus a bit more to more company commentary. This interview replayed again from Thursday with Eric Wetterling, founder and editor of the Hedgeless Horseman. Two different precious metals, exploration stocks that have been moving on the back of recent news. Now, Eric, you brought up a couple stocks to us that we are going to cover here that have been moving share price-wise on the back of news. We're going to start here with Condor Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CN. Now, the company on October 6th announced that it was starting to drill the Putumayo East project in Peru. The initial program here, minimum of 2,000 meters and up to 15 drill holes. On that day when the company released that, October 6th, the stock really gapped higher. And it's held that level, even moved a little bit higher just in the last couple days. Eric, we don't usually see stocks, especially in this market, moving off simply the announcement of the start of a drill program, let alone 2,000 meter drill program. Any insights on what's happening here? Why is this stock not just bucking the trend, but actually moving off of simply the start of drilling?
Yeah, so in my opinion, it might be the most interesting target, grassroots target that I know of right now that's being drilled. I certainly am very bullish on the story because it's a high sulfidation epithermal system. Could be absolute. I mean, the alteration footprint in the entire project is huge, but they're drilling right next to where the high sulfidation system actually outcrops for 800 meters. You know there's a high sulfidation epithermal system there, and it's not that typical that you actually have that ore body outcropping for 800 meters. So you kind of have at least a strike length in one direction. Then the question is, okay, what's it going to grade? How thick is the blanket? Whatever. But it's like the real beauty of this drill campaign or these kinds of targets is that they are some of the quickest ones in terms of proving up. I mean, some will know about the Piorina discovery in Peru done by David Lau, like, I don't know, 1994, I think. They did some trenching, but after that they drilled, and after only 9 holes, they got a $1 billion proposal from Barrick. So 9 drill holes. I mean, most systems out there, especially like load gold systems, after 9 drill holes, you don't have any idea what you got, because you might require hundreds of thousands of meters to find something or delineate something that's, you know, we think we have 3 million ounces or whatever. So it's like this is the highest kind of value creation or de-risking of almost any deposit types. I mean, I guess a porphyry would be close as well. So that's what I think. People know that, hey, given how these are geometrically, let's say, with only a couple drill holes, I mean, or not couple, but it's like up to 15 drill holes, you might have a pretty good idea if you have something, you know, up to world class or not. So it's like it won't be 3 years of constant drilling, dilution, whatever. It's like you're probably going to know that almost right off the bat. And they have recently put out 2 tweets, which surprised me, and saying that their first tweet read, "We're 200 meters and we're continuing." And then 5 days later, they say, "We're 300 meters and we're continuing." Nothing about target depth, and I assume they would be drilling like 150 meters or something on average, because that's according to geophysics how deep the chargeability or silicification is expected to be. Like the blanket might be 100 to 150 meters or whatever. So they're down to 300 meters and continuously have updated the market. Obviously they're trying to say something, and it looks like what they're saying is that there's no VG or anything, I don't think, but it's like they are looks to be in silicification, which would also explain the slow drill pace. So I think they're hinting that we really like what we're seeing here. And the question then is like, okay, well, first of all, we don't know the grades, but if you drill 300 meters plus in a system like that, I wouldn't expect the blanket to be that thick, but maybe, just maybe, they're in either feeder, which is then also expected to have higher grades than the actual blanket, or they might be going for the porphyry because it's believed that there's a porphyry kind of right below.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's much more to say on this one other than we're waiting for the drill results and I guess reading over the company's tweets to see just how much deeper they go with that hole. Eric, another stock that has been getting a lot of attention is Hercules Silver. This is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BIG. Also on the OTCQB under the symbol BADEF. This is, although the name says Hercules Silver, a new copper porphyry discovery that was announced not that long ago, October 10th, at the Hercules property in Idaho. The headline number here being 185 meters of 0.84% copper. There's a little bit of moly in there, some silver. There is also a high-grade area of 45 meters of almost 2% copper. Eric, how do you view this stock then with what seems like a new copper discovery? It's a porphyry discovery. They're going to need to drill a lot more, but this is just the first result.
Yeah, so I mean, this is unlike Condor. This is very much not a sleeper, which gets me, quite cautious from the get-go because there's a frenzy of activity in the forum. I think there was over 70 people online, etc. So it's like you're certainly not the first one to find this one, but what I think is that, first of all, there's a large amount of warrants out. I actually have warrants, I think they're priced at 11 cents. I haven't cashed in on them. But like, I think if this was a tight stock, we would already be a lot higher already. So I think the huge amount of warrants is actually keeping a lid on the valuation. So we're kind of churning through that thing, and people with bloated positions, even if they like the story, I mean, they're forced to sell because their exposure might be that enormous right now. So I don't mind that because I've been buying myself recently. And I mean, the thing with this story, which makes it so interesting, and I did a kind of a deep dive last 2 days, that, okay, they have a silver resource already in Idaho. They got quite a few permits, so they can basically drill wherever they want. There's a transmission line, a highway nearby. They have access roads, yada, yada. So infrastructure, good. They got a bunch of permits, and some people think they have some 100 to 150 million ounces of AG already in the ground. And I don't think that's a, you know, world-class deposit or anything like that, but that's still something. So there is some more, you know, safety. They have some beta. And the CRD system, they found CRD mineralization over a 5.5-kilometer strike. I mean, so obviously the silver portion alone could get a lot bigger, but what really changed things is when they drilled the first ever hole outside the silver CRD target. So they drilled one hole recently. Well, they drilled a few. We got assays from the first. And that, as you said, hit 185 meters, so 0.84% copper, and then some moly, and then some silver.
Everyone listening on the radio, unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment. So, again, you want to hear that full interview, go listen to that Thursday posting, Eric Wetterling.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's New York civil fraud trial has fined the former president $5,000 for violating his gag order.
Judge Arthur Engoron said earlier yesterday a Truth Social post attacking his law clerk remained accessible on Trump's campaign site for more than 2 weeks, despite an order to remove that post earlier this month. The U.S. advocating for the release of all hostages currently being held captive by Hamas. That plea follows the release of two American hostages to Israeli authorities. As the United Auto Workers strike extends well past a month, Ford Motor Company looking to lay off an additional 150 workers. With the strike persisting, supplies of some highly sought-after vehicle models are dwindling. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that replay with Eric Wetterling in that interview that went live on Thursday. To wrap up the show, a couple company updates, starting with Solaris Resources. This was posted back on Friday. I chatted with the president and CEO, Dan Earle. I hadn't featured Solaris on the show in quite a while, so I did want to get an update from Dan on the company's Warintza project in Ecuador that has become quite well known over the last couple of years. I hope you all enjoy. I'm getting an update from Solaris Resources, traded on the TSX under the symbol SLS and on the OTCQB under the symbol SLSSF. I am chatting with Dan Earle, president and CEO of Solaris. Now, Solaris is advancing a portfolio of copper and gold assets in the Americas, major focus being on this Warintza copper and gold project in Ecuador. But the company does hold a number of other projects in Chile, Peru, as well as Mexico, some with JV earnings, and also the one in Mexico, a joint venture with Teck Resources. Now, as I mentioned here, Dan, I do want to focus a lot on what's going on at Warintza. The company is continuing to drill. You've been drilling, I believe, all year, working towards expanding the resource that was most recently put out in April of last year. And you've even made a couple new discoveries. So let's start off with the drill program this year. Give us a recap of what you've drilled this year and what the overall strategy has been, please.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be here and to share our story with your audience.
In terms of the drilling, it's really a two-prong program. So the first prong, the most important perhaps, is on the resource growth. Okay, so we knew when we cut off the database and then published our maiden resource for Marensa, this was focused on Marensa Central, in the second quarter of 2022, that we had a lot of growth still on the table. So we were only, at the time that we cut off the database, only a couple months into the discovery of the adjacent deposit at Marensa East. So we knew at least we'd have to drill that off because those two deposits were essentially overlapping at the margins and were naturally going to fall within a common pit. And so we knew we had to drill off Warrensa East. And in addition to that, we had discoveries at Warrensa West, which is a lower grade discovery, and then Warrensa South, both of which are sizable volumes. Warrensa South is almost twice the size of Central. And so when you look at that picture, you realize, okay, we've got years of drilling in front of us. And the goal became, how do we focus on what adds the most value for us? And so the obvious strategy then became, let's drill off this main pit that we have with Central that's eventually going to take in the subsequent update, Warrensa East. And so we set out about doing that. And the second thing was, look, we've got this area of higher grade mineralization at surface, which we call our indicative starter pit. So it's roughly 250 to 300 million tons at about 0.8% copper equivalent within a resource, which overall was 1.465 billion tons at about 0.5%. So an area of much higher grade mineralization, which you can mine first, really brings in, you know, much higher cash flows over those early years, gives you a rapid capital payback. And we thought that we had potential. That was open-ended. So in fact, some of the best drill results that we had in terms of the high grade near surface mineralization were right at the edge of that indicative starter pit. And so we knew that there was potential also and that it would be important that we could chase out the potential growth from that indicative starter pit and then capture both of those things, Marensa East plus the growth in the starter pit, in the next resource update. And so that's basically what we've been focused on. We're coming to the end of that program. Got about 10 more holes that I want to complete before I cut off the database and then publish in the first half of next year an update to the resource that'll take in Marensa Central and Marensa East and the full starter pit potential, you know, in terms of the near surface high grade mineralization domain. Okay, so that was the program in terms of the resource growth. And we had some happy surprises along the way. Really two of them that came about. The first was a discovery at Marensa Southeast. And this is to the south of all the drilling that we had done and certainly south of the resource at Marensa East. And this is an area where the first drill hole, just a short 300 meter hole, came back with 300 meters of between 0.6 and 0.7% copper equivalent. And the final 30 meters of that hole were between 0.7 and 0.8% equivalent. And this was of a different character, different style, different porphyry than Marensa East. So that was the first discovery. The second one was at Patrimonio. And so this is actually to the southwest of Central. Two holes into that, just short holes, both of them hitting about 0.5%. Mineralization from surface. So both obvious areas where we've got now, you know, additional growth that we've got to chase up in future drilling. Okay, so that's really brings you up to speed in terms of the drilling that we've been working on and then the future targets that are still in front of us, which are voluminous.
Okay, so with all this playing into the updated resource, we will see that, as you said, sometime next year, mid next year. How do you go about prioritizing what you should drill next, though? Because that resource, I'm assuming, will be, it will be larger than the current 1.5 billion tons at 0.52% copper equivalent. Do you go after more the high grade? What are you looking at? Again, prioritizing where the drills go back.
That really is what, you know, we spend time thinking about when we're developing strategy around drilling is where do we want to go? Where can we add the most value for the least cost? This is a company which has got heavy insider ownership. Okay. So our executive chairman and the rest of the management team, but primarily our executive chairman, have invested over $200 million in this company. And so collectively as a management group, we're sitting at around 40% ownership in this company. And so what matters to us is adding value on a per share basis. So not blowing our brains out with big budgets funded by equity dilution to drill off multi-billion ton resource growth. That's not what we're after. We're after that per share value. And the way that we do that is with the strategy that I laid out. So that indicative starter pit that I described, that's an area that's going to be mined at the front end of the mine plan. It drives a really rapid capital payback and a high IRR. Those are the things that companies pay for in terms of projects. And so what we're focused on is doubling the size of that. And then with the East deposit, this is within what is going to be a common pit shell with Central. So you get some big synergies there in terms of the placement of that resource, the displacement of waste tons that would go into your strip ratio with resource tons that add revenue and cash flow to that main pit development. So that's really where we're focused. And in respect of the other resource opportunities that we have, so Southeast, Patrimonial being the new discoveries, Rinsa West, Rinsa South, being earlier discoveries that we've made, there's still billions of tons of potential there if you want to go and drill that off. Really, what we've done is just demonstrated that that potential exists and the kind of size potential, and that's all we need to do at this stage.
So since you mentioned that you are cognizant of not overspending just for the sake of spending and drilling, how is the company funded to carry out the current drill program, even move into next year, including the resource?
Oh, look, we're funded for those programs. We got $15 million U.S. of cash on the balance sheet. And what we've been clear in communicating to our shareholders is that we're not interested in equity financing. We're focused on non-dilutive financing. Okay, so, you know, and our executive chairman, again, hammered the point in our most recent press release saying that, you know, he's committed to minimizing dilution as we add value and de-risk this project. Okay, and so we're looking at non-dilutive financing options. We're not looking at equity financing.
All right, that's as much as you're going to get in terms of the preview to this Solaris Resources interview. Again, that was posted on Friday, so feel free to go back to our website, click on that posting, and listen to the full interview, which did continue for a good another 10 minutes. And as always, for all these company updates, you can email me with your questions. I love hearing from each and every one of you, and I always make sure to pass those questions on to the company. Everyone stick around, I'm going to be right back, featuring an update from Silvercrest Metals that came out earlier this week.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Ben Utek.
I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back. Final segment of this weekend's edition of the KE Report. This is a replay of a update from Silvercrest Metals and the president, Chris Ritchie. This was posted on Monday. If you want to hear that full interview, click that posting. Again, back on Monday. We're getting an update from Silvercrest Metals, traded on the TSX under the symbol SIL and on the NYSE under a symbol SILV. We are chatting with the president of Silvercrest Metals, Chris Ritchie. Now, Chris, we're following up on the Q3 operational results that were released last week on October 10th. Big overall numbers here is that the company recovered almost 16,000 ounces of gold, almost 1.5 million ounces of silver. All of this combined works out to about 2.74 million silver equivalent ounces. Let's talk high level about how this mine is running, the Las Chispas mine. These numbers are in line with the company's 2023 guidance of right around 10 million ounces silver equivalent sold. Chris, the operational results from Q3, what can you highlight for us?
The asset's working well. I mean, I think that's the first and foremost. I mean, we came out with a technical report. Our costs went way up from 3 years ago, a time when we did costs when there was no inflation in the market, right? So the base level from 3 years ago today jammed up our costs. People lost some faith in us and lost some faith in the stock. But what we're seeing here with these operational results, the asset's working really well, right? So the numbers we put up today are on the upper end of the quarterly guidance. It puts us in a really good position to meet our annual guidance and hopefully be at the upper end of that annual guidance. Things are working well. And the true testament for, you know, the operations is, are you adding cash? And at the end of the day, we put $22 million of value on our balance sheet this quarter. And if you recall, you know, back last November, so about 10, 11 months ago, we had $90 million in debt. And at the end of Q3 this year, we're now sitting on $82 million of cash with no debt. So again, you know, for us, we're very happy with the way the asset's performing. And we're set up really well to continue to perform into Q4 and hopefully be within guidance or at the upper end of that guidance.
So, Chris, one thing that I did receive a couple questions on regarding those production numbers from Q3 is that the grade slightly down in Q3 for gold and silver. Now it is still a strong grade. We're looking at grades in Q3 gold-wise of 4.35 grams per ton gold. That was down from 4.84 grams per ton in Q2. And silver only down marginally, 413 grams per ton silver, down from 449. What can you tell us about the little bit of grade discrepancy here?
Yeah, sure. So we are a high-grade, narrow-vein asset. So you do get some variability quarter over quarter on the grade. One of the ways that we're trying to mitigate that is that every ton that comes out of the ground goes into a stockpile. And we have a low grade, a medium grade, high grade stockpile, and then we can blend different grades from those stockpiles for what goes in the plant. So you will see a little variability from quarter over quarter. And again, we're not sweating it given that we're, I think, the second highest grade, you know, primary silver mine in the world. But their strategy of getting everything to the stockpile first does give us a fair chance to really, really moderate that grade and make sure that we're putting something similar into the plant every day so that we can maximize those recoveries. So a little bit of variability here, still kind of working on the mine and some of the dilution aspects. But again, 47% operating margins, we're quite comfortable with where we're sitting.
Yeah, Chris, it's a solid report from the team, and it puts you in kind of a catbird seat as far as how Silvercrest stacks up in the rest of the sector. So I'd love you to share, you know, how your balance sheet compares with some of the industry averages on maybe the margin side, but also the fact that the ounces in the ground that you still have are at a different risk level than ounces of the ground in development projects that have a lot of headwinds facing them. So could you maybe do a little contrasting of where you're positioned in the marketplace?
Yeah, we had some PTSD when we decided to build this mine in the middle of COVID. We basically looked at every single risk possible and made sure we had enough capital to manage that risk if it came to fruition. And coming out the other end, when interest rates were low and costs were low, we sort of ran the gauntlet from that perspective. And now we're in an amazing position in terms of cash. Right now, getting access to cash is extremely hard. And that's not just for mining. It's across the board. The cost of that capital is extremely expensive. You know, any company that has a study that's 1, 2, 3, 4 years old and is moving it forward is subject to the same risk we were. You know, we had a study that was 3 years old, and when we hit reality, the costs were higher, right? So I think the risk of building something today within the financial parameters set out in the study that's a little old, it's really, really challenging. And for investors right now who are kind of like, you know, pulling in their horns a little bit, looking for defense, this is something that we've talked about over and over again, is about how resilient we should be with our costs and the balance sheet. And before, no one cared. Everyone just wanted more upside or upside. We think that our resilience today is a completely unique differentiator, to the point that if the market keeps getting weak, we get to be opportunistic. And the best way I can showcase our strength and opportunism is that we're buying back stock, right? We've issued stock at higher levels in the past. We wanted to return some capital to shareholders who've been supporters for us for a long time. And in the last 7.5 weeks, or I should say from the 7.5 weeks from mid-August to the end of the quarter, we bought back 1.5 million shares, right? So we spent $7 million US. So again, we put $22 million on the balance sheet. That's after spending $7 million on a buyback. So if the market gets even weaker, we rub our hands together and get even happier in terms of being able to buy back more stock at weaker levels and adding value, right? When we look at it from a slightly different perspective, we could say, you know, we could sell an ounce today and invest in a whole new project from scratch that has all those risks we just discussed, or we can invest in a project that's mitigated those risks. And that project is our project. So again, we're investing in one of the best projects out there, and we're choosing to invest more in ours.
All right, let's talk about the company's debt repayment, though. Chris, you've already given us some high-level numbers on how you were able to repay the debt, but how important will this be for the company in terms of what you can do in the future then?
Yeah, and we did some work on this, and we took our company and we said, you know, and it's a slide in our deck for everybody to see. you know, over the last 11 quarters, we raised money and then we spent a whole bunch of it as we built the mine. And, you know, last November we had a bunch of debt, and then now we're sitting at $82 million of cash. So we've started to trend up. We wanted to see what happened to our peers over the same time frame. The silver producers over the last 11 quarters, their net debt has grown by 250%. So that kind of made our eyeballs pop a little bit. And then we took the GDX, which is about 54 or 55 constituents. We took the royalties and streamers out of that just to get the producers. So about 48, 49 companies. And the net debt grew by 155% over the same time period. So people value companies differently and whatnot, but we view the true test of the health and value of a company is their ability to grow cash. So what that means for us is, again, we are in a position to be opportunistic. You know, if our stock price falls further, we've got more of a budget to buy back more stock. If there's really interesting opportunities to buy assets, we can go buy more assets and do things off cycle, looking for opportunities. So again, we are quite happy with our unique spot, relative to the peer group today.
Okay, so again, the company is generating cash here. You generated almost $64 million of revenue. As you said, you spent $7 million to buy back shares. Company's balance sheet still sits at about almost $82 million. That's $70 million in cash and almost $11 million in bullion. I guess some people are wondering, too, in terms of these share buybacks, would you consider paying a dividend, switching that more to a dividend?
We looked at that. I mean, that's one thing we definitely wanted to reward our shareholders and supporters. We looked at it and we found that there was only three assets in the world, single asset companies, I should say, that were paying dividends. So when we look at the options we have for allocating capital, we thought that the NCIB or the share buyback provided us with a lot more opportunism.
All right, that wraps up this weekend show. Everyone, thanks again for tuning in. We really do appreciate all of your comments, all the emails we get, and everyone staying tuned to our daily editorials, our weekend shows on a regular basis. I hope you all have a great weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get
Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.